As the Finger Lakes region progresses through the first stage of economic reopening, Monroe County officials are watching local data closely. But as WXXI's Brett Dahlberg reports, the health department says there are some things that are impossible to measure.
New York State's criteria for reopening a region are based on numbers. Hospitalization rates, intensive care beds available, the numbers of diagnostic tests run. But Monroe County Public Health Commissioner Dr. Michael Mendoza says some of the most important indicators of how the region is handling the epidemic can't be counted.
The bigger metric of how we're doing is what we're not measuring. It's how people are responding to our recommendations to maintain that physical distancing, to build those habits around hand hygiene and disinfection and wearing the mask.
Mendoza says testing and contact tracing have found that some of the county's new cases of COVID-19 came from people who held gatherings on Mother's Day, in spite of the health department's recommendations. But he says there are also encouraging signs that people and businesses are building new habits around distancing and hand washing.
I think we're on the right track, but I think we need to be vigilant. You know, we see signs that are reassuring every day, and we see signs that are concerning every day.
The number of people in hospitals has been rising in Monroe County, but Mendoza says that's probably because some people are staying in hospitals longer, not because of a surge in new infections. Brett Dahlberg, WXXI News.